This is the U.S. Rice Producers Association's free weekly rice market update. October 23, 2020, U.S. rice harvest nearing completion. Harvest is near complete in all regions, with early milling yields in the Mid-South looking positive. Reports so far show a 1.5 to 2 pound increase on head rice when compared to last year. On the Gulf Coast, however, things are a bit different, with initial millings looking to be down 1 to 1.5 pounds on head rice. Reports indicate that hybrids in Texas have been off from historical norms in the head and total, while conventional varieties are coming in normal so far. U.S. long grain millings since August are down 18% against last year, which means that the industry has to get a firm handle on average milling yields. It is a similar story in California, where early reports show head and totals all over the board. But with only a small percentage of the California crop having been graded, there is still much to be discovered here. The 113,000 metric tons of rough rice at the U.S. Ultra Brazil can't get there fast enough. But with the Port of Lake Charles still in recovery mode after hurricanes, things are still moving a little slower than normal. The U.S. is expected to sell one more shipment to Brazil before the country has its needs met. Ultimately, Brazil was projected to import up to 500,000 metric tons this year, most of which came from Paraguay and the U.S. U.S. rice exporters are now looking to Mexico, where sales are expected to ramp up in the coming weeks. In fact, there are several sales currently in the works in Mexico, which should hit books in the near future. There seems to be a high level of confidence amongst shippers that Mexico will return to a normal pace as we move through the marketing year. The cash market in Louisiana is still getting its legs back after Hurricane Delta. Rice is trading at $12.35 per hundredweight, FOB farm where available. In Texas, that's flat with last week's $13.09 per hundredweight. Mississippi and Missouri, where the harvest is still in its final stages, shows bids at $12.15 delivered in Mississippi, and no bids yet in Missouri. Arkansas is all but finished with harvest, and with light domestic demand on account of COVID, it has prices softening a little bit from $12.55 last week to $12.22 this week. Export sales posted positive net sales of 60,900 metric tons for the last week. Long grain accounted for 2/3 of those businesses, with rough rice going to Colombia, 15,900 tons, Guatemala, 10,000 tons, Mexico, 2,000 tons, and Honduras, 600 tons. The balance of that long grain was brown or milled and went to Canada, Colombia, and Taiwan. Medium and short grain sales accounted for 20,000 tons moving to Japan, 13,000 tons, Jordan, 4,000 tons, and Saudi Arabia, 3,000 tons. Exports were strong at 84,600 metric tons, with nearly half of that being long grain rough rice to Mexico. There was also significant loadings to Haiti, Canada, and medium grain to South Korea. In Asia, prices continue to slip, specifically in Thailand, where it is now $452 per metric ton for 100% B. These levels are nearly $50 below Vietnam and doesn't seem to be sustainable. India continues to be the low price leader at $350. The market here is slow, and the price is reflecting the sluggish demand that is most likely COVID-related. Futures remained fairly quiet on the short week. November open interest has been transitioning into January, and the nearby has dropped, which may result in profit-taking from technical traders. Average daily volume was 2,081 and open interest at 10,135. Thank you for listening to this week's Rice Market Update. Please feel free to visit our website, www.usriceproducers.com, for more information, including previous issues of our newsletter, The Rice Advocate. You can also follow us on Facebook for timely news, updates, and event announcements. As always, we welcome your feedback. Please feel free to contact us at info@usriceproducers.com or give us a call at 713-974-7423.